Mr. Mayor Brandon Kelleher is in this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thanks for having me. Absolutely. Hey, I think I should take credit for this weather because Terry and I stripped our deck a couple weekends ago and we've been trying to get it stained and it keeps raining.
Well, so thank you.
Might have been our doing
there. Well, thank you. Yeah. You know, if you could do that, you know, several times a summer, that'd be great. I mean,
it's a lot of work.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what? It's for the moisture, it's worth it. So yeah,
that's true.
Our
area, whatever it takes for the moisture.
That's right. We appreciate your hard work there. City Council met yesterday for their regular meeting. Looks like you had appointment season. You had to put some new appointments on the docket for CRA, Library Board, and things like that.
That's right. On the CRA, which is a Community Redevelopment Authority, we appointed Gwen Covey to fill Edie Patterson's position. And Edie has been on the CRA for a long time. I don't know exactly how long, but several years. And so we thank her for her service. And then, of course, we reappointed Greg Wilkie. I originally appointed him probably a little over a year ago, and his spot was up for reappointment. So he's now reappointed. And then we reappointed Mary Ann Agler to the Library Board as well.
Very good. You had emergency management services. You had an agreement with Norpod Public Schools for the rec center for this.
Yeah, so that's two different interlocal agreements. And interlocal agreements are the agreements that are, well, they can be among any government entity, but we have many, we the city have many of them between us and the county because we share a lot of services, IT services and emergency management services as an example. So it was time to renew that agreement. So the agreement's been renewed now. We also had the interlocal agreement with North Platte Public Schools to share in the cost of the rec center. They'll be providing a small amount of money annually, in essence, for use of the pool. By the team.
The swim team, yeah.
The swim team, yes. Yeah. That's correct.
Very good, yeah. Very good. A couple micro-TIF applications. What were those for?
That's true. One of them was for improvement of a duplex on West 2nd Street, and the other one was improvements to the Peterson Law Office. I believe it's on the corner of E and Jeffers. I believe it's that block. So they're looking at doing a micro-TIF project in those locations. Micro-TIF, the new law, goes into effect here any day now. I'm not sure if it was yesterday or the day before, today. The legislature made some adjustments to how micro-TIF will work in the last legislative session, and they would have taken effect here recently. So any future applications will be under a slightly different set of rules, and the city will adjust its ordinance shortly to match what the unicameral did.
Talking with Mayor Brandon Kelleher, as the Norpod City Council met yesterday, last night, you had to select a construction manager for the industrial sewer plant.
That's correct. As part of the Sustainable Beef Project, city received a $20 million ARPA fund grant from the state and via the federal government. Recently, or about a year ago, I should say, in order to build a industrial wastewater treatment that will eventually hook into the existing wastewater treatment plant. Mm-hmm. And so the construction manager risk contract was done because we have a specific amount of money to spend and we have a certain amount of time to get this all done in. So rather than doing the design bid build process, we want to have some better control over what the revenue is and to make sure all the problems are solved as we go into it. And so we hired a firm that's got a tremendous experience in this field. They've been doing it for 25 years. Over the last decade, they've done close to 30 water sewer industrial projects. So they've got a great amount of experience and we're really looking forward to working with them.
Awesome. What's the time frame for that?
They're already looking at how they need to start, but the moving dirt, you imagine there's a lot of dirt that needs to be moved around out there or added, I should say. And, we anticipate actual construction will begin here before the end of this year. And then it'll take approximately 16 months to build it somewhere in that vicinity.
There's a lot of construction out on that road.
That is correct.
A lot of dirt being moved on that road.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I think they'll have moved an entire hill in there before this is all said and done.
You know, I met somebody who was moving, who hauled dirt for, doing a lot of the dirt hauling for Sustainable Beef for that project. And the tons of dirt, I can't remember the total number he told me, but he said it's a lot of dirt. He was getting tired of driving a truck back and forth with dirt. I think it was, I said, well, how many times do you go back and forth in one day? And it was quite a few. I mean, you just drop and go and drop and go until the day's over. So Be careful on that road.
That's right. Be careful if you're out on that road, and the folks that are driving it could probably just about do it blindfolded, but they definitely should not. Because there's lots of other traffic on that road.
Speaking of roads, you were repaving the street leading over to the dumpster transfer station.
That's correct. And there'll be a variety of streets repaved here in North Platte. We've already done a few of them, and Western Engineering, who has that contract, will be doing more really throughout the month of August. I think they're going to get started in earnest here in about a week. One of the things that we added on was to resurface the road that goes kind of from the lake road up to the transfer station. It's somewhat of an opportunistic thing to do, but it's among some of the worst roads, and it also sees a lot of very heavy traffic. I mean, yes, there are some people that just take a small truckload of things out there from time to time, but most of the traffic that goes down that road is pretty heavy, and it's to the point that if we let it go for another year, if we have another real bad winter like we did this last year, we may end up with a really horrible road there next spring, and we don't want to let it get to that point. So it's going to be fixed now to save some money down the line.
Makes sense. All right. Water districts over on 9th Street and Adams were on the agenda.
That's right. This is an exciting project. Been a long time coming. Basically, we're replacing the main water line on 9th Street from Jeffers to Buffalo. And then also a chunk of it is coming down Adams to 9th Street from the well that's over there by the school that's on Buffalo Bill Street. And it'll provide much better sustained water pressure for the folks over there, but also replacing a lot of services, getting rid of some lead services, and just generally improving the water service over there. Next year, well, it'll be designed and bid yet this year, but we anticipate that the west part of 9th Street, roughly the west third of it, will be repaved also sometime in 2024. We're not sure exactly when, of course, but it'll be sometime in 2024. There'll be sidewalks added and things like that, because there's along the 9th Street that there's areas where there aren't any sidewalks. So we want to bring that street up to better condition, and something has needed to be done for a long time. So everybody was pretty excited to see it happen.
Awesome. I love seeing improvements around, especially on the roads. Yep. Skill games. I know you've had this on the agenda before, talked about new ordinances for skill games.
That's right. And the council gave first round approval to a skill games ordinance that would, in essence, charge a $500 annual fee for each skill game itself, the physical game. Now, games of skill, we're talking about the games of skill that have monetary rewards for betting. I mean, it's not a pool game or a shuffleboard or something like that. Those things are not involved in this. It's those electronic games that we see. So,
well, I would argue those games are a little bit more skillful games, but you know, I don't know how they came up with the name skill games for the skill games, but
I don't know the details either. I've never actually played one, so I don't really know how much skill is involved, but there must be some, or they wouldn't be called that.
Right.
So there's got to be something going on there. So that's council gave first round approval to it. And I would imagine we'll have at least one more, probably two more readings on it. And then the way that the ordinance is written right now, the actual fee would become applicable on January 1st, 2024.
Okay. All right. Recapping last night's city council meeting, there were a lot of items on the agenda. So just a couple more we'll go through. I think you had 23 or something like that on
24,
the agenda.
I think. 12 of them were consent, so they were done fairly quickly.
Knocked those out.
Yeah. And then there was a fair amount of property changes and things that on their third reading that we've heard about for the last two times I've been here. So I didn't bother to include those in my recap.
You did include property tax relief effort here.
Yes. So as we analyzed the budget this year, we started looking at revenues and things like that. Like we do every year, we analyze the budget and notice that the revenue that comes from phone lines, copper phone lines in the ground, as well as the cable TV service revenue has a similar tax on it. And though they have been in a steady decline,
sure,
the cell phone or the landline one really for probably the last 20 years, and the cable TV one really over the last 5 or 6 years. And so we thought, well, we should probably make sure that all the cell phone companies are paying the 3% line rate that is on all the hard lines. And I would imagine at some point the hard lines, most businesses are probably going to have a hard line most of the time. Mm-hmm. And so those probably won't decrease drastically more than it is today. But as people retire or move out of their long-term homes, they tend to not get a new landline.
Right.
They tend to just keep their cell phones. And so that number has come down significantly in the last 5 or 6 years in terms of revenue, like to the tune of it decreases about $80,000 every year.
Wow.
So we thought, well, we probably better start to put something in place to combat that, because at some point in the future, it's going to become an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to have to do something drastic. So we looked at, well, cell phones aren't defined in the telecommunications tax, so let's get that defined in there and see what happens for a year. But we, in the course of analyzing this, we realized that some cell phone companies are already paying this to the city because they interpreted the existing law to include them. So it's so it's a little difficult to say how much revenue at this point this is actually going to generate. It may have a noticeable effect, and it may not have that noticeable of an effect because we're receiving those payments from people. So we'll let it run for a year, see what's generated, and then make some decisions. I don't think it's going to generate a drastic amount of money, but if it does, then I'm sure the city council will look at downsizing that percentage a little bit, because it doesn't need to generate a massive amount of money. It just needs to generate about $100,000 in order to meet all the budgetary requirements and all the things that we have to do because we allow all these services in our community.
Probably would just like to get what you used to have.
It's something along those lines. But you have to remember, when you're running a government or any business for that matter, you have to sort of play the long game.
Sure.
You have to think about, we're fine right now, but what's this likely to look like in 5 or 6 years? And you have to try to set the folks up that are in position to be successful then, as well as the community. You don't want to suddenly not be able to buy a trash truck or a fire engine or something like that because you didn't plan well in your budgeting. So it's highly important activity, which brings me to my next point.
Yeah, budget season.
It's budget season at the city. Well, many places, but in my concern is the city. And so there'll be quite a few meetings to watch or attend in the month of August relating to the city budget. And they all pretty much occur in the last 2 to 3 weeks of August. So we encourage the community to watch them on YouTube or come and listen in. Oftentimes there's very low attendance at the budget meetings. We are not anticipating raising the property tax. We're anticipating lowering it this year. And that's what our plan has been really all along. So we continue to work towards that effort. But I'll let Lane, who spends most of his time dealing with the budget, actually announce that to the council and that sort of thing over the next couple of weeks. So please watch those meetings on YouTube or feel free to attend at City Hall. There'll be published meeting notices when they occur.
And budget has to be finalized by?
Early September.
All right. So you got a month, obviously, to get that done. So big job here in the month of August for our North Platte City Council, but they're up for it. Appreciate your time. Anything else from last night's meeting you want to mention?
I don't think so. I think we had a very successful county fair. Excited to see lots of people in town and lots of great products by our youth in the area to participate in the fair. We're going to have a couple exciting things happening over the course of the next few weeks. We've got rail days this weekend.
That's right.
And we'll have Arts in the Park a little bit later on. And then on September 13th, it is the 150th birthday of North Platte's incorporation.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So we'll be doing some exciting things in Cody Park on Wednesday, September 13th, late afternoon, early evening. And we'll announce more about that in the coming weeks. But if you've got some time on Wednesday, September 13th, please plan to join us in Cody Park. We're going to have some things going on. We're going to have some commemorative coins. We'll have fun for kids, free rides, that sort of thing in the park that evening so that we can celebrate our community's 150th birthday.
Very good. That's awesome. Well, we'll mark that down, September 13th. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for stopping by as always, and appreciate your time.
Have a great day.